Angelo Cerbi, Fred Radio, we are in Rome at Mia, and we are here with our guest, Nevina Sanna. Hello, Nevina.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I just grabbed you at the end of your panel about Green Set, which is like an eco-friendly way of producing movies, which is your baby, basically. Can you tell us something about this?
Yeah, it is. You know, it started as a challenge. Coming from Sardinia, as a film commission, we had to invent something that was sustainable, and also they could qualify our island and our offer specifically. And after 1 year of activities, we launched a project called Heroes 2020 with the idea of celebrating the heroes of sustainability in the island. A lot of small producers of green economy that were actually activating initiatives in their own small town or in their own territories. The Film Commission in general is the institution that has to mediate the public institutions with the market, and the speed of the production of audiovisuals is now unsustainable for public institutions. We travel and at different speeds and we speak different codes. So we try to be the mediators, and we're discovering that actually the potential of building an industry that is sustainable creates incredible financial opportunities for the producers and unifies startup activities, talents, in a way that is totally new. Here in Rome, we're presenting the two films shot in Asinara, both Gianfranco Cabidu film and the film of Fiorella Infascelli. Totally different movies, but shot in the same place, which is the island that used to be the Italian Alcatraz, and where the crew was basically hosted by the Film Commission and the region in these small rooms where the prisoners stayed once, and that today is becoming our open-air Cinecittà, an example of how the production can be sustainable, even if there are not incredible financial incentive, direct money, but through in-kind services and joint systematic action of public institutions and private entrepreneurs, we can create a very sustainable way of making a film unforgettable.
How easy it is to convince a producer to be eco-friendly?
Not so easy, because there is the common sense that green means more expensive, you know, from recycling paper. Everything seems like, oh, it's so cool, it must cost more. Whereas you discover that actually independent production is per se very eco-friendly. Think about carpooling. When you have little budgets, you spend less for transportation. You ask your crew to go together. And often the even the catering service and the craft services, if you use local producers, are actually more you know, financially sustainable, and of course the quality changes entirely. So we recommend to look at the protocols in Europe. They're very common. We are in partnership with Germany, France, where EcoProd is very strong. Of course the UK productions and the American productions matched the PGA Green of America, the protocol that has also been married to the American televisions. But we think that Europe is discovering once again a very significant role, pioneering a very general approach to these sustainability protocols. And you can discover that, once again, Italy can create unique solutions. And as we know, the Made in Italy is famous for being an artisanal, unique product. And once again, we believe that this is going to be true for the production of green supplies for the sets.
Okay, thank you a lot. Thank you a lot, Nevina. Thank you for your idea, because it's really smart. And I know my last question is, how do you work with the other film commission of Italy on this project? Because there is a web of people working on this.
Yeah, the Italian Film Commission is an association of 17 film commissions that have regional and provincial base. What we do is that we have a general assembly. We created a partnership with Edison Green Movie, which is a private company that produces energy, and we are now testing their protocol. But each region can actually develop its own protocol and create it, unifying local agencies of environment or the tourist association, the hotel and restaurant owners. All the possible certifications that the region has in place are actually going to include it in the protocol. And the way to convince the producers is, of course, a way to show that there is a system that is working for them to save their money, to save them time, and to make sure that the welcoming possibilities are growing and growing and growing in each territory.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks very much.
Thank you, and go green. Okay?
We are.
Fred is already very green.
Fred is really green, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Angela Cerbi from Fred Film Radio from the Rome Festival.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.